This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Rick Flair.
We're going to win this week. We are winning this week. Guaranteed. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben McKee, Charlie Burrs, Jason Swain here from the studios of the Low T Center. The Swain Event app is free for Android Apple devices. Check us out on Swain Event TV, on Periscope, Facebook Live, and YouTube. The new SwainEvent.com. Built, designed by 42nd Street Designs there. 42SD.com is their website. Great Tuesday morning here in East Tennessee. Good morning, individuals. Individual Ben, individual Charlie. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are correct. Tennessee cannot lose this week. I don't know if they'll win this week because this seems like the perfect time for Tennessee luck to set in and suffer a major injury in practice or something along those lines. Hopefully that does not come to fruition, but it kind of feels like this would be the week to do so. But hopefully we can watch Arkansas beat Alabama. We can watch.
So what?
Do we want Vanderbilt to beat Georgia, or do we want Georgia to destroy Vanderbilt? I think I want Vanderbilt to beat Georgia.
They're not going
to
beat Georgia.
We can hope that LSU destroys Florida, which will happen, and then we can hope Texas A&M destroys Kentucky.
I want to say, you say Tennessee cannot lose the bye week, but I just looked back, and last year, I believe on the bye week, was fell on a helmet. I think
something crazy happened last year on the bye week.
Yes.
Because I remember saying something along the lines of, only Tennessee can find a way to lose on this bye week.
Yes, I did too. I was like, wait, I think I tweeted something about Tennessee losing the bye week last year. And lo and behold, I did. Or I said, I can't even get peace during the bye week because of Tennessee football. And it looks from the comments, it seems like it was the fell on a helmet or the fight with whatever. Ideally, we get through this week without any of that garbage. And look, Jeremy Pruitt's already better than Butch Jones. Boom.
Yeah, that won't be happening. I can tell you right now, it won't be any falling on the helmet, anything like that. The coaches hit the road to recruit a little bit, so everyone hit their designated area, their territory. Did that yesterday. Heard that Pruitt was also on the road. Switched speaking engagements with Coach Fulmer. So Coach Fulmer spoke to the quarterback club and had some really good things to say. I mean, people are surprised by how frank he was when he was asked about the track program. And he was like, track? what's that? I'm here to fix football. I'm here to fix football. I'm going to fix football, then we'll worry about everything else a little bit later. I don't know if that is in the AD handbook there. I don't know if that's in the AD coach speak. I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all. It may have kind of surprised some folks that he was so brutally honest. But we all know that when football is healthy, everything else rolls too. So we got to get football healthy. And it's all about recruiting. It's all about recruiting, and that's what the coaches are doing right now. Got to get some dudes. Got to get some dudes, and Tennessee's in a really good place for a lot of players.
As a Tennessee fan, what you hope is that Tennessee goes out and finds some offensive linemen that can have an immediate impact. And I hate to bring them up, but you want to bring in a guy like Cade Mays. Who,
huh?
I know.
There's other examples we can use.
Trey Smith is the other example.
There you go. But, I don't know that Cade Mays fella. Well,
the point being that, you know, the reason I bring up Cade Mays is because I saw Cole Kublik complimenting him yesterday for his play over the weekend, which I did not like to see. But Cade Mays in a deep Georgia offensive line was able to step up due to injuries and really play well. And now that he kind of established himself, you had David Pollack jump in on the conversation and say, regardless of how healthy the offensive line is or not, Cade Mays needs to be in there no matter what, whether it be at left tackle or right guard. And I say that Tennessee needs to bring in and hope that Wanya Morris and Donnell Wright, maybe a Chris Akpogene, a Melvin McBride, a Jackson Lampley, one of those guys can come in.
One?
All of them, really, can come in and provide some relief.
All of them. Yeah, all of them would be looked upon to contribute early. If you keep them all and if you get Darnell Wright,
correct.
There's a lot of work to be done. I think Tennessee is in a really good spot for all those players. And no one has signed yet, so let's not sit here and pretend like they already locked in. They're in a good spot with most of those guys. Darnell Wright was here for the Florida game. Got a chance to see him, and he's massive. Him and Wanya Morris. So you get both of those guys, number two and number one offensive tackle in the country, you're building something special, and it starts up front. And that's what the coaches are out there doing right now. There's a lot of guys that Tennessee's either one, two, or three with. You saw in-state wide receiver Trey Knox select Arkansas yesterday, and no surprise there. Because Tennessee has a few guys who match the skill set of a Trey Knox. And you need another type of wide receiver. You need a speedy guy. And Tennessee has that player in its sights already. And if they did not, they probably would have gotten Trey Knox. And so they need a different type of receiver. And I'm anticipating them to get this receiver here shortly. So we'll see what happens. Don't know the commitment date. I do know that Tennessee's in a really good place for a really good wide receiver, a speedster. So 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Again, Saturday was not a moral victory. We lost the game by 26 points, but a lot to build off of as we enter the bye week. This week is about fundamentals. This week is about getting healthy. We have not had anybody lose any playing time because of injury, but you're going to have your nicks and your bruises and your soreness, and you want to be able to work those out as much as you can. A lot of guys are going to be able to go home this week. Stay away from mama's cooking, grandma's cooking. Be careful because it's not hard to gain 2 or 3 pounds in a weekend. I know.
I can't say this. I don't want to rat on anybody. I saw a Tennessee football player who is one of the more
don't be a snitch.
One of the more prominent players on the team last. I'm not gonna say who. Saw one of the more prominent players on the team last night getting ice cream downtown, and I said, "Does Craig Fitzgerald know about this? Is it?"
Well, if it,
excuse me, sir.
If it's the ice cream I'm thinking of, it is worth the cheat.
It is who you're thinking of, but
you have a little ice cream.
But yeah, I kid. But I did. That really did happen.
Now here's the real. Was it an offensive lineman?
Oh, I mean, do you want me to?
Oh boy,
it better not be offensive lineman. That's all I'll say. Offensive lineman, you can't enjoy anything.
And right Jonathan now. Combo can't eat ice cream for the rest of his life.
No ice cream.
No comment.
Good answer, Charlie. Good answer.
No comment.
We don't want Charlie snitching on anybody.
Nope.
865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's talk a little recruiting today. I'm pumped. about talking recruiting. It's been a while since we've got a chance to really go over some of the top prospects that we're after, mainly because you have pretty much all your class taken care of. You're going to have some movement here or there, two or three guys, maybe even more, who are listed as a part of this class but won't be officially when this team signs all their players. So, again, the coaches hit the road yesterday, and look forward to talking about recruiting. 865-255-03-915. Austin Price from VolQuest will join us here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com.
Better Mattress is having their biggest sale of the year. Shop the Labor Day sales event to get a free adjustable base with select mattress set purchases while supplies last. That's a $1,200 value. Save that cash for your tailgates. Since I started sleeping on my Better Mattress with an adjustable base, I have way less neck pain and back pain. It's life-changing. On an adjustable base, with the touch of a button, you can adjust your sleep position without disturbing your partner. It's awesome. A truly customized sleep experience is waiting for you at Better Mattress. Get a free adjustable base during the Better Mattress Labor Day sale. Plus, everyone who shops at Better Mattress during September has a chance to get their purchase refunded back to them in full. It's a deal you won't believe. Ask in store for details. You don't want to miss this. And even better, all football season long, when our team wins, someone will get a free queen size mattress. No purchase necessary. Visit Better Mattress to enter for your chance to win. The winner gets to choose from three different mattresses valued at $1,000, and you could get it for free. Go see my friends at Better Mattress during the Labor Day sales event for a handcrafted, made in the USA Better Mattress. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. 865-255-03. Today's lunch special is the Chicken Tender Sandwich. Woo! Woo! Good stuff there. The Dead End Barbecue, Southern Avenue. Let's get to Lance, who's calling from Miami. Lance, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Man, great. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, am I the first caller?
You are the champion of the first hour, man.
In your face, Andy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him, Lance. Tell him.
Yeah. So, first of all, I got something to talk about that you're probably not going to like.
That's fine.
I do want to reflect on the game a little bit because, man, this is the first time that I've stood up in my living room in a long time, like, screaming at the TV. I was actually into the game. I saw life, you know. I mean, I fell asleep during halftime, and I woke up, and it was, like, the beginning of the fourth quarter, and it was right before the play that, we threw the little screen over the underneath in the middle, and he scored the 30-yard, 35-yard touchdown.
Oh, yeah, Ty Chandler swing pass.
Ty Chandler, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, man, I was so into it. It was really exciting, you know, screaming at the defense when they were on the defense. And, I don't know. It was a lot of fun. But you're probably not going to want to hear this, but what's the word when you like punishment, Charlie? I know you're like, you know, you got your double master's degree and everything.
That would be masochist. Yeah, you're a masochist.
Masochist,
yeah.
Sadist, something mm-hmm. like that.
Say what?
All right, I don't even know what that word is. I'm
masochist. Yeah. Or sadist, I think.
I'll talk
That's probably another word for it.
I'll talk to Turkey Man about that word. I get his opinion.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess I like punishment because I couldn't help but the entire game watch Cade Mays. Like, the dude was just a freaking wrecking ball. He looked huge, like, for a freshman, like, huge. And he was just like, man, he was pushing Shy Tunnel all over the place.
Yeah, he was manhandling a couple of our defensive guys. I saw him, I think, knock down Darren Kirkland Jr. If I was a third-year player or a senior and Kay Mays was doing me like that, that would be a hard pill to swallow.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, you said that word. Yeah, probably that too, but Kay Mays is good, and he's going to be a good player there, Georgia.
Yeah, damn shame.
Correct.
All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to holler at y'all and point that out. So take it easy. And I definitely see a lot of improvement. And I really think, with two weeks to prepare, I think they're going to be ready to go.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think that Auburn game, we have a different feeling about it now than we did 2-3 weeks ago. Auburn played LSU, and I mean they were battling with LSU all the way to the last second on the clock, and we felt like there's no way Tennessee can compete with an Auburn because of how we played against West Virginia. And this is why I say each game is its own. You just never know what may be in play or what's going on that week. You just never know. And next week, an Auburn team has been struggling on offense. And I remember when we had Brandon Marcello on from 247 over the spring and summer, we talked about Auburn's weaknesses, and he mentioned the offensive line. And they are struggling right now. And because their offensive line is struggling, their offense is struggling. Imagine that. Imagine the guru Gus Malzahn, the wizard offensively, the guy who had the 2010 offense and 2013 offense there at Auburn that was just so unbelievable. Imagine him struggling offensively because his line's not blocking well. What a concept. So we're going through kind of the same thing. But Auburn right now is struggling to find their identity offensively. And Tennessee just coming off a game where they lost, but turnover opportunities. You didn't necessarily recover the ball. You saw some life. You saw some fight. You saw some grit. You combine that with Auburn woes, you may have a chance.
I see this setting up. Well, I see it may set up. I don't want to say it definitively, but it could set up like the 2015 Alabama game where Tennessee was coming off bye week. Came into that game, you know, feeling good, and Alabama came in a little beat up, not playing their best football, and Tennessee had them up against the ropes with, you know, 3 minutes left in that game. And so I could definitely see that happening. It's going to be an incredibly tough game, But possible to win?
What?
Maybe.
What percentage would you put it at? Because
25.
I'm about in that ballpark.
20-25. Yeah.
A big improvement because 2 weeks ago I would have said 5%.
Zero.
Now, granted, Georgia and Alabama was always a 0% chance of winning for me, but I did think Auburn was, if you could win one of the three, it would be Auburn because of Auburn's offensive line issues. And Darrell Taylor, if he steps up like he did against Georgia, then maybe you have a chance. Because if it will be a one-score game in the fourth quarter if Darrell Taylor can replicate what he did against Georgia and forcing two turnovers, or two fumbles rather, three sacks, three tackles for a loss. He was all over the place. And even guys like Alexis Johnson and Kyle Phillips and Shy Tuttle had nice games in pass rush scenarios. They weren't necessarily all that great in stopping the run. But against the pass, they fared fairly well. So I do think if the defensive line and front seven and can really get after Stidham and that offensive line that has, they have struggled to start the season. It's really a miracle that they beat Washington. Really a miracle that they were even close in the LSU game, because that offensive line has not allowed Jarrett Stidham any time to throw the football, any time to get that ground game going that kind of became famous there for a little while with Trey Mason and Cameron Artis Payne and Kerryon Johnson. Stidham doesn't have a lot of playmakers around him, so if Tennessee can generate a pass rush, I think it could be a 10-13 point or less football game entering the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
In 1996, a movie was created.
I won't know what it is.
No, you will.
You will. I hope so. My gosh. 1996, a movie was created. This movie is called Space Jam.
Oh, Space Jam is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Jeremy Pruitt, I think, needs to be Bugs Bunny. This is what I'm saying here. Remember that scene at halftime when the Monstars were beating down Jordan's team and Bugs Bunny's team? I think it was the Looney Tunes. Beating them down. Dunking all over them. Just knocking them out. Dunking on them. Just embarrassing them. And Porky Pig. We just not good. Shut up, little punk. I'll make some bacon out of you. And
I believe that's a direct quote from the movie. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think Jordan said it. Shut up, punk. Or make some spare ribs out of you. Dead End Barbecue. But they had this defeatist attitude, and Bugs Bunny grabbed some random water bottle, put some water in it, and labeled it with special stuff. He's like, guys, this is the special stuff right here.
Mike's special stuff or something.
And
like
everyone
that.
Was like, give me some of that special stuff. Come on. Give me some of that special stuff. And they all, drunk in it. And they thought they were, different. But they really was not different at all. It wasn't like it was Water Boy's water, Bobby Boucher's water. It was regular water out of the faucet. And so psychologically, they thought they had an advantage because of this special stuff. Well, maybe Jeremy Pruitt needs to pull a Bugs Bunny and tell his team that he's going to give them the special Darrell Taylor stuff. Because whatever Darrell Taylor was drinking in that Georgia game, pass that out to more of the players so that way they can go down to Auburn and duplicate that same type of effort and play. We're going to need turnovers. You have a chance to take advantage of an offensive line who is struggling a little bit. I'm telling you right now, Auburn's crowd is one of the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
this is something I was going to hit on too.
That's what, never mind. This game is at noon.
11 o'clock kick local time.
Yeah. Yeah, this can be good for Tennessee.
No, I think it absolutely is good for Tennessee. And Nathaniel Rutherford and I talked about this on the RTI little Periscope show yesterday. And Auburn's, like you said, Auburn's home crowd is absolutely electric.
It is.
When it is a night game and when it is the 3:30 game. If you go back and look, Tennessee or Auburn played Georgia a couple years ago at 11 a.m. local time, and Auburn laid an egg on the field. There have been several instances where Auburn has played those 11 a.m. local time kicks, and they've laid eggs on the field. I remember the LSU game.
I remember specifically
game.
A couple years ago, Jacksonville State.
Yep, Jacksonville State
came in and gave them a really good run in a noon game.
Yes. So I think as far as kickoff time, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But this couldn't have been more in Tennessee's favor. Because right now, Auburn fans are very meh towards the season at the moment because they haven't performed specifically offensively. They haven't performed to the way that they've wanted them to. And if Auburn goes out and lays an egg against Mississippi State this weekend, if Mississippi State beats Auburn, I could see that crowd being a late arriving crowd, not arriving until midway through the first quarter, especially the students of 11 a.m. kickoff. So I definitely think that is in Tennessee's favor, so big time.
So you said in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter or does matter, this kickoff?
It does matter.
Okay.
I think it's a benefit for Tennessee. I think it's an advantage because I don't think the crowd is going to be as lively as it would be if it was the CBS game at 2:30 Central or a night game. And if Auburn goes out and does not perform well against Mississippi State this weekend, I think Auburn fans will be late arriving to the game on next Saturday.
2013, Tennessee was involved in making sure that the game against South Carolina was at noon. And Robert Gillespie had coached under Steve Spurrier at South Carolina. And he knew that South Carolina had trouble with noon game on the road. And so I think Dave Hart and Butch Jones and all of them got together and tried to make this game a noon game to have an advantage. Well, it worked because South Carolina came in. They were flat in that noon game. And Tennessee was allowed to stay around, and then made plays there in the fourth quarter. Marquez North's catch on the shoulder pad, kicking a field goal to win. That was about that noon game. Of course, we made the plays. We executed better. But we were severely outmatched, and I think that time schedule helped us out in a huge way. The difference here is we're going to be on the road. So usually the road team kind of struggles there with that early kickoff. But if we can prepare ourselves mentally, I mean, all week long, all next week, just harping, this is a noon game. This is an early game. For our guys, it's noon. Our bodies say noon. But for Auburn fans, it is an 11 o'clock game. 11 o'clock.
And I know
in the morning.
It's going to be early for those Central Time folks. And Auburn is not a place where a lot of people live, per se, in terms of people who will be at the game. A lot of people are from Birmingham, from Huntsville, Mobile.
They're not from Huntsville.
Yeah, they are.
Nope.
Yes, they are.
It's Vol Country.
And that's a four-hour.
Vol Country.
That's a four-hour drive. Mm-hmm. That is a long drive. And for an 11 a.m. kick, I mean, if you want to get there and tailgate at all, you got to leave at almost 5 a.m. to get there by 9 o'clock. And a lot of people probably don't want to do that and would rather maybe tailgate after the game. But even if you're going to try to get there an hour to an hour and a half before the game starts, you have to leave at 6:30. So, like I said, especially if Auburn goes out and does not perform well against Mississippi State, I think that crowd, if it does get energetic like it is capable of doing in Jordan-Hare, it won't be until the second half. I think it will be very lackluster in the first half, and I think that could affect Auburn's team. You, as an Auburn football player or coach, you would hope that the crowds not affect the energy of your football team, but I do think the crowd's atmosphere does impact the team's energy.
There's always a totally different feeling in noon games. It just, obviously, noon SEC games will perpetually remind me of Jefferson Pilot Sports. And, just the entire aura of that game is different from one that happens at night. And so I really think this could be a very advantageous situation for Tennessee if they can come in with the right mindset, with the right preparation. It could happen.
Well, I said it yesterday. Just compare the 2014 Tennessee-Florida game, which kicked off at noon, to the 2018, this year's Tennessee-Florida game at kickoff in terms of how electric the atmosphere was. I know in 2014, Tennessee checkered Neyland Stadium, and the crowd was ready to go. But even at that noon game with the stadium filled and the stadium checkered, it wasn't as electric as it was at kickoff this season, just with it being a night game. So I do think it's a huge difference maker, or can be at least.
I can't believe there's optimism entering the Auburn week after losing three games by 26 points. But here we are. Here we are. Here we are. 865-200-5503. Here we are. And I don't think we're crazy. I don't think we're crazy for saying there's a chance if Auburn plays like they did against who they played last?
Alabama State.
Southern Miss. Southern Miss, yes, right.
And Arkansas and Alabama State, three teams that they did not show up for.
Yeah, offensively, they struggled. And so if we can generate some turnovers, I would imagine Marquez Callaway maybe not doing punts because of the concussion and limiting his load a little bit. Maybe that gives the opportunity for someone else to return a punt. We won't return a punt until our coverage team or return team holds up their gunners. I mean, we don't really do a great job of blocking their gunners anyways, or the opponent's gunners. So everyone's looking at Marquez Callaway going, man, come on, man, make a move. That's not on him.
Doesn't have anywhere to go.
He needs more blocking. He needs those gunners on the opposing team to be held up a little bit so that way he can't have 2 or 3 yards, 5 yards to catch it and make a move and get upfield. He's being forced to fair catch way too many punts. So special teams need to improve there. But here we are.
This is
week and a half out.
This is definitely going to be the game this year where a lot of people talk themselves into picking Tennessee to win come next Friday.
Feel it coming.
And personally, I think Jeremy Pruitt is more of an Elmer Fudd than a Bugs Bunny.
He's a Bugs Bunny in that example. He's going to pass out special.
Silly rabbit.
Special sauce or special juice or whatever it's called.
Silly Tigers. Football's for the Vols.
That's what he's going to do. Well, 865-200-5503. Let me go to break before y'all say something else corny. Be right back. Swain Event.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street Design, taking care of all your marketing needs there. 42sd.com is their website. Wow. The Swain Event website, SwainEvent.com. Unbelievable, unreal, 100% custom, to a T. So I went in, talked to a gentleman named Will, and the beginning of the process was really, really simple. Shared with me kind of what he does. I shared with him kind of what I like in a website and things that are important, things that I think people would want to see and have access to when they go to the website. So we put everything with Swain Event TV in one place, the podcast in one place, Listen Live one place. So if you want to consume the show anyway, anyhow, you can go to SwainEvent.com, and 42nd Street Design hooked up the Swain Event website. SwainEvent.com did a great, great, great job. Give them a call. 382-7007 is their telephone number. Ask for Mike. All right, Ben, where are we going in the SEC?
I'm giving Nick Saban an early for what? For calling Alabama's game against Arkansas this weekend a trap game. Saban said, "This is what I call a little bit of a trap game for us in terms of all the folks out there who look at who they've played and what the scores were and don't get prepared the way you need to get prepared to go play to your standard and the level you have to play to be any team in the SEC on the road." And I somewhat agree with Saban in theory, but let's not pretend like Alabama is going to struggle against Arkansas this weekend. I will cut off my left arm if Alabama struggles against Arkansas this weekend. It is just not going to happen. This week, or really since Saturday, we've seen a million articles about all of the insane stats that Tua Tagovailoa currently holds. I mean, just ridiculous stats on passing on third down, passing in the red zone, passing on each down against the blitz. Just absolutely ridiculous
and
numbers.
He has still not played in the fourth quarter of a game.
And that will continue this weekend against Arkansas. So
unbelievable.
Nick Saban is correct in theory about Arkansas maybe being a trap game, even though I don't think Alabama plays anybody. I think Alabama plays Missouri next weekend. They do play Missouri next weekend, so I don't know how Arkansas can be a trap game. I think it's just funny. So that's really why I give Nick Saban an early for what.
This is perfect. It just passed through my timeline on Twitter. Someone said Arkansas is a 35-point home underdog. It is the largest home underdog role for Arkansas in school history.
Trap game. No,
and big then, old trap game. Yep.
And then we're going to go to Athens, Georgia, real quick, involving an ugly situation that involves a baseball player for Georgia who was at the football game over the weekend. According to a report by UGASports.com, Adam Sasser, Georgia's first baseman, is being investigated by the university for comments he made toward a football player this weekend, very derogative, which was racially derogatory, and just a really bad situation. And you hate to see things like that in 2018 and what is about to be 2019.
He had that Riley Cooper moment, huh?
He got
a little alcohol, yeah. got some alcohol muscles, and forgot where he was.
Yeah.
You in Georgia. You at the University of Georgia. You right down the road from Atlanta.
You better watch it.
Like, you better chill out.
He had a Riley Cooper moment, and not a good look for this young man.
He lucky he didn't get those hands.
Correct. And I'm sure once the football players find out, he may get those hands.
I hope not. Part of me hopes that he does, but the majority of me hopes that it doesn't happen, because all you're doing is stooping to
his level.
Of being ignorant and being stupid, and all that's going to do is endanger your future. So I hope 95% of me hopes that no one does anything to him so they don't get in trouble, but 5% of me wishes that he takes some hands, and maybe that'll teach him a lesson, but probably won't. 865-255-03. B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Around the SEC is, again, brought to you by 42nd Street Design, 42SD.com, here in the Swain event. Woo! I can't believe we enter in this Auburn week, and we have a little optimism. I like it, though.
We've already got people scared with the optimism, though. Go Vols. On the text box says, "Don't do this to me, guys.
I can't handle the letdown. I'm not doing it, man."
And then I think I got to pull it back up. There was a comment on Facebook that was similar. Yes, Kevin Harden said, "Slow down, guys. You're jumping the guns."
No, hey, no one said that Tennessee was going to win. All I'm saying is there is a chance, because of how Auburn is playing right now and because of the way Tennessee played last week. Georgia is a better football team than Auburn. There's no doubt about it. Auburn's offensive line struggles big time. And Tennessee had opportunity to get 4 turnovers last week, and they missed out simply by not being more aware of the ball on the ground. Those are plays that can change a football game dramatically. And so if you make those plays, you just never know what might happen. So we're just throwing that out there. Yeah. Not saying that Tennessee's going to win, but there's definitely an opportunity, especially with the game being so early. It's going to be 11 o'clock in Auburn. No one wants to play a game at 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. I've been there. Not a SEC game. Give me 3:30, give me a night game, but 11 o'clock in the morning, can Auburn get ready? Can Auburn get up for that game? If they don't, Tennessee has an opportunity to start fast, start early, something that Tennessee has not done all season long. Haven't started fast, haven't put up any points in the first quarter, I don't think all season long versus a really good opponent. the three games where you lost by 26 points or more, I don't think we scored a point in the first quarter. That has to change next weekend. So, trust us. We are not saying Tennessee's going to win. At least not today. Maybe next Friday.
maybe Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time. But I do not think Tennessee wins this football game as of today, quite frankly, because, yes, Auburn's offensive line has struggled this season, and Tennessee can maybe force some turnovers. But once they get the ball, Tennessee has to go up against Auburn's front seven, and that is not going to be fun to do.
This defense, that defensive line's got some bad dudes on it.
Let's get to Pat. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Jason. How you doing?
Man, doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm down here in Alabama and getting ready to go to the Auburn game in a couple of weeks.
I like it.
I think we're going to pull the upset.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Pat, come on now.
When I was a kid, Tennessee was playing Auburn, Bo Jackson. We rode our bikes for about 8 miles to watch that game at my aunt's house. And you know the results of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Jackson, I believe, took himself out of the game. He got tired of getting beat up on.
Yeah, he didn't want any.
And then I went to Auburn in 98 and watched that game. And so I'm making the trip back just in a couple weeks. So. Maybe I'm bringing some good luck.
Pat, are you calling for an upset on a Tuesday of a bye week?
Well, you know I am. I am, Jason. My wife's an Auburn fan.
So, oh, yeah.
I told her I was going to roll the trees if we win. She said, no, you'd get killed down there.
My fiance's family's diehard Auburn fans, and I was in Huntsville this weekend, and I told my future in-laws that if Tennessee beats Auburn, I will be throwing a roll of toilet paper into their trees.
Okay, you hop me up.
And we'll a roll of toilet paper? That's not how you roll a yard properly, Ben.
Well,
I went to Grissom. I went to an all-white high school. I learned how to roll a yard, man.
All right, fine. I'll get a pack of toilet paper. Maybe we can start like a I don't even know, a fundraiser to donate toilet paper to me, and I'll carry all of Vol Nation's toilet paper down to Auburn. And
We can go to a dollar
me
store.
Me and my buddy Pat will tote it in those trees.
All you need is about $15. Go to a dollar store, load up on some rolls, and then you go roll that tree, man. I remember my first time doing it, and thanks for the phone call, Pat. Good to hear from you. My first time rolling a tree, I actually did to one of my good friend's house, and we rolled his yard. He was actually awake. I was in high school. And don't ask me why I wasn't at home sleep. I didn't have a curfew. So we rolled his yard, and he was awake, and he thought it was lightning outside. Because we were taking pictures. We were taking pictures of the tree. So he had no clue what was going on. So he saw the flashes. He thought it was the weather. So he rolled the tree, and then it rained. Which Yikes. Is the worst ever. Mm-hmm. Because now that toilet paper is wet. And you have to wait for it to dry before you can take it off. And it's a lot harder to take off the tree. So I didn't know about rolling until I transferred and went to the other side of town. And I went to a white high school. Man, my life changed. I was like, man, this is great. This is what y'all do?
Roll
people's houses?
I've never actually rolled anybody's house.
It's fun.
My house was never rolled. Now, my fiance's house was rolled in high school, and she called me at 11 o'clock after a football game and said, can you come help me clean up my house?
11 o'clock? That's too Oh, 11 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's too early. You got to go out there like 2 a.m.
You can't get rolled at 11 o'clock.
That's amateur hour.
That is amateur hour.
Bush League.
Charlie knows. He went to Hardin Valley. He knows.
You can just tell, by the way, Charlie made that comment, that Charlie has plenty of rolling experience in his day.
No comment. That's all. I'll say.
Charlie, over under 10 houses.
Under, for sure under.
Over under 5.
Still under. Yeah. It wasn't a regular thing.
We got Attaboy coming up next.
Today there is a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 80 and a low around 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 84 and a low around 66. Thursday, more sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation?
a wet basement, or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. Must finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Home, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, time for Attaboy here at the Swain event, where we highlight positivity. And Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage all of the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer, because early detection is key. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. That's Premier Surgical expertise you can trust. Now, if you listen to this show at length, you know that I'm not a big fan of the NCAA. And it takes a lot for me to ever say anything even remotely not bad about them. Because I think they're a terrible organization that swindles kids out of their hard labor. And I don't know. That's a whole different conversation. Anyway, I actually have an attaboy for the NCAA today. Because against their actual rules, they have approved a GoFundMe page for the injured Tennessee State player who he took a very serious hit to the head and neck against Vanderbilt and collapsed on the sideline, had to be rushed to the hospital, go into emergency surgery, I believe, to alleviate swelling in his brain. He is still in critical condition. in Nashville. And someone started a GoFundMe page for him and his family, and the NCAA actually approved it. And in this article, it says that technically it would be an NCAA rules violation, but they are letting this one slide, which, you know, like I said, the NCAA still gets a general for what for me, but thank you for having some common sense every once in a while. It's very, very rare for the NCAA to do this, and I gotta give it up when I see it. This is good. And go give to that GoFundMe account, because that family right now is very much in need. So there you go. I can be positive a little bit about the NCAA.
And attaboy goes to the people who have already donated.
Yes. Oh, well, for sure. That sort of goes without saying.
291 people in the last 17 hours have raised almost $14,000. Yeah. So attaboy, attagirl to those individuals who have already contributed. What you laughing about, Ben? Well, I say individuals?
No. I just sent you something in your DMs because I don't know if you saw it yesterday.
You slide in my DMs, man?
I slide in your DMs all the time, just like you slide in my DMs all the time as well.
Gross.
I'm kidding. Are you going to give your buddy Wes an attaboy today for making it on Freezing Cold Takes?
I've been there.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
A couple times.
Sister Jean.
Oh, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sister Jean got you. I don't know if you saw, but the Brewers beat the Cubs yesterday in game number 163 to win the NL Central. And Wes's tweet from over the offseason.
Got him.
Wow, Wes said, it's cute that the Brewers think that they can win the NL Central. And lo and behold, the Brewers won the NL Central. Yikes.
So you gonna give your boy Wes an attaboy for his accomplishment?
Yeah, I just retweeted it. Wes is not even awake right now.
No, 100%. And then Wes tweeted yesterday that this was the second time in a year, and that all good things come in three. So there's a third one on the way. And I was like, well, make sure you predict Tennessee basketball to have a bad season this year.
Yeah.
Please
do
please
it.
Do that. All right, touchdown turnover coming up next here in the Swain event. Stay with us.